Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, Danny DeVito makes an appearance.
I mean, no one saw that coming.
Yeah.
But it ends up being my favorite story.
Plus, I think we're all in agreement with what Mindy should do in group therapy.
Yes, and we may lose her as a listener.
The little secrets that you're keeping from your partner.
And maybe from Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. So much more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Last night, Met Gala there. The stars were in attendance. There was no Jason Derulo falling down the stairs incident this time.
Oh,
I know.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, remember?
Okay.
That
makes sense that I had no clue.
Right.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter looked like a little espresso bean. She looked great. Doja Cat with a cat sort of a print on the front of her look. And it was kind of, what was the theme? It was kind of like old style, almost like gangster theme type of thing. But Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, they walked the carpet, and we knew at that moment we're never getting a new album from Rihanna.
Oh.
As she revealed that she is pregnant with her third.
Oh, wow.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay. So she's still producing things in the world.
She is.
Just babies.
She is. It's just not music.
It's just not music.
Right. Exactly. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Her look, very similar to how she revealed her pregnancy with her son, during the Super Bowl halftime show.
They are not wasting time.
No.
They are setting themselves up to be in the trenches with all their kids being so close together and really young together. And they probably have help.
Well, yeah,
so
but how old is Rihanna? She's got to be in her 30s now.
Her 30s, I think, yeah.
She is 37. Yeah, so she's 37.
Oh, okay.
So she's probably...
They consider her of advanced maternal
age. Right, exactly.
I know that because that's what they called me.
That's what they called you.
Yeah.
So she's probably thinking, hey, I want to have three kids, or I want to have, you know, this many kids, and I want to be able to do it.
They kind of have to do that, yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to do it before there could be a complication, so...
Good for them. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's a pairing I didn't think would last as long as it did, but look at that. They are defying odds.
They're digging in.
But yeah, she looked great. She had like almost like a derby style black hat on, you know, it's like a wide brim. And then kind of a power suit on.
Mm-hmm.
But the jacket was like cropped. And so it showed her belly, which.
And that was how, hello world.
Yeah. And
here's my statement.
And it's one of those things where you're like, how long has it been since we've actually seen Rihanna in the wild?
Well, like, I mean, think about it. They've been digging in and raising the kiddos. Like, she really hasn't had to do many, like, public appearances.
Right, right.
I feel like they're always kind of all concentrated around the same thing because there's, like, something she's promoting or whatever, and then they can, like, go away for a while.
Yeah, well, that's what she's done.
And that's when these things happen. Yes.
That's when these things happen.
That's when these things occur.
when you have time to reconnect with your husband, your partner, you know, then things like this happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then, you know, you get to... announce it in a fun way on the Met Gala red carpet. So, Met Gala last night, there, 99.7 DJX. Rihanna, not ever going to get a new album, but you know what? That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
We can reminisce and we can have.
We've still got a library of bangers.
We do.
That we can enjoy.
We do indeed. So, all right. So, hey, this morning, be thinking about the crazy thing your kid accidentally ordered, like online.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Cause that's a setting the bar story coming up straight out of Lexington.
Oh, yay.
Yep.
Homegrown in the Bluegrass.
Homegrown in the Bluegrass, yeah. So that is coming up this hour as well here on 99.70 JX. All right, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, look, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your kid accidentally order over 70,000 dum-dum suckers online, you're doing okay.
Oh, unless you own a dentist office. That was a popular thing.
Even then, $4,000 worth of suckers seemed to be a bit much. Yes.
Wow.
Holly is in Lexington and says her second grader ordered 30 cases.
Oh my goodness.
Of suckers off Amazon.
Oh, the picture of the boxes stacked on her porch is iconic.
I just panicked, and then when I saw what the number was, I just about fainted. This was just a fluke thing that happened. He told me that he wanted to have a carnival, and he was ordering the dum-dums as prizes for his carnival. So, you know, again, he was being friendly. He was being kind to his friends.
Yeah, so...
Yes, I mean, the intent is fantastic, and that would supply a carnival.
Yeah, so initially, you're like, wait, how did it get to this point? So once she realized this was the case, like she saw the charge for $4,000, she was like, oh, okay, contacting Amazon immediately.
And they'll take it back. They give you refunds on everything.
And the rep was like, all you have to do is just refuse the delivery when the delivery guy comes, and they'll refund the money. Problem was that the driver came, didn't knock, just came, dropped everything off on the porch and left.
Wow.
And so literally then she jumped on social media, told the story, some news stations picked it up, we're talking about it, Amazon reached out, said they'd refund the money, and then other people were ordering, quote, ordering boxes from her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so...
That's great.
So, yeah, so she is... So she's figuring out what to do with all of them right now.
Did he get to keep any of them?
No one knows.
Okay.
No one knows.
All right. It's really sweet that he wanted to throw a carnival for his friends. And the bad part is he didn't clear it through mom first.
Yeah.
Like, mama got this idea.
Yeah.
I want to throw a carnival for my friends. We're going to need some suckers.
So what do you say? 30 cases? That sound good?
Yep.
That sound good?
That should do it. That should do it.
Oh, shoot. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your kid accidentally order over 70,000 suckers online, you're doing okay.
That is a lot of dum-dums.
It is. But what was the item or thing that your kid accidentally ordered? Okay. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear those stories coming up.
He went through a carnival. This is great. How sweet.
He's like, I'm going to invite all my friends. It'll be great, Mom.
Listen, thank goodness he didn't order a bunch of elephants and zebras and, you know, all carnival things. Clowns, carnival games.
Yeah, we've got a couple Siberian tigers on the way, too. So... All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'd love to hear your stories. Coming up next. What did your kid accidentally order? What crazy thing did your kid accidentally order?
Courtesy of a woman in Lexington whose little one ordered 70,000 dum-dum suckers for a carnival.
Yeah, Tabitha says, daughter was 3, got on our Prime account. On television, bought season 2 of Bubble Guppies.
Oh, excellent choice.
That's
I got to keep up with my story, Mom.
That's right. That's right. Season 2, done. Debbie.
I was calling about my grandson.
What did he order?
So my son-in-law had left his New York Amazon account open, and my grandson ordered $1,200 of videos.
Oh, gosh. were they appropriate?
Oh, yeah. They just got cartoons and whatnot. But
okay.
He was just like, I'm having movie night, and this is what we're going to do.
Yep, that's a festival right there.
But it was a fun thing to explain to your boss.
Yeah, explain it to the boss. Yep. Hey, by the way, you're going to see $1,200 worth of videos on the Amazon account, so... Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, Debbie. Tammy said, he bought a pair of $500 shoes. But instead of the shoes, a butt whipping was delivered to him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a lesson. That's a lesson. Oh, gosh. Kim says my 6-year-old bought a life-size llama costume.
Oh.
He thought it was a real llama.
What?
He was disappointed. I was terrified.
He's like, Mom, wait till you see what I got.
Wait, Mom, you know what we need?
We are
a llama.
A llama in the backyard.
That's what we are getting... is missing.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. Brad said, when I was a kid, me and my brother bought $120 worth of cell phone games off the T-Mobile marketplace.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's easy to do.
He was like, to us, they were just free games. We saw something we liked. We just downloaded it. My father nearly had a heart attack looking at the bill for $120+ for dumb cell phone games. Ooh. He was able to get a refund, though, from T-Mobile. So
that is good. But it does look like it's free because it's so easy to buy.
Yes, exactly. Right? Crazy things your kid accidentally ordered.
Rebecca, a 6-foot cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito.
What? That's not even real life. He's like 4'11.
I know. I don't even know how he found it, but it lives in our hallway because he's part of the family now. That's great.
It's like WWDD. What would Danny do?
Oh, my goodness. That's
Danny
spectacular.
DeVito.
We had a cardboard cutout of James Dean in my dorm room in college.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how or why, but he got like different clothes.
We had a cardboard cutout
him up.
in the old studios of something for the longest time.
I thought it was James Dean. Wasn't it James Dean?
In the studios?
I think it was. I want to say it was like the same one that I had in college. I don't know. That was fun though.
Tim said, my son bought $379 worth of Pokemon plushies. All different kinds.
Oh,
didn't even know that many existed. It looked like a Pikachu explosion in my living room.
Fun. Yeah. Squishy.
All right.
Okay. Linda said, my son bought a $1,200 drone.
Whoop.
He just wanted a flying toy. The return process required 2 customer service calls and a prayer. But thankfully,
able
to return it. Yes. Please,
shoot.
Please take it back.
Right.
Oh, wow.
All right. One more. Crazy things your kids accidentally ordered. Heather said, am I reading that right? A medieval jousting lance?
What?
She said, I cannot make this up. It's taller than me. Needless to say, my Amazon password has been changed, Face ID removed from the iPad, and we're sticking to crayons and coloring books for the entertainment.
Absolutely. I mean, you truly can find anything on Amazon.
Oh, shoot.
What
that's
the
funny.
Heck?
Those are good stories.
My favorite is Danny DeVito. He joined the family.
That's right.
So
that's right. Well, you know, we can't disrespect Danny DeVito by throwing him out.
Well, no. No, he lives there forever.
That's right. Hey, how about a group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Mindy in quote says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first off, love your show.
Thank you.
I'm at one of those big life crossroads. Honestly, I'm torn, so I thought I'd reach out.
Okay.
Been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 years. We've built something really solid. He's sweet, supportive, funny, and we've talked about the future a lot. But now I just got this offer for an amazing job, truly a dream position, but it's in Denver.
Okay.
It's the kind of opportunity I've worked for years to get. The catch, well, I'd have to move, and soon.
Oh.
He is very rooted here in Louisville, loves his job, his family's here, and he's made it clear that moving isn't something he's willing to do. Now, he's encouraging me to turn the job down and trust that something else will come along here, but I don't know. This feels like my shot. The problem is, I also don't want to throw away a relationship that means so much to me.
Sure.
All my friends have opinions. Some say to go, chase the dream, that if it's meant to be, he'll find a way to join me.
Mm.
Others say I'd be crazy to risk losing someone who genuinely loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've played out every version of how this could go. Long distance, him maybe joining me later, us breaking up now, seeing what happens down the line. None of it feels totally right.
Aww.
So now I'm bringing it to you guys. Has anyone out there been through this? Can you really have both love and a career, or does one always have to give? I'm kind of losing my mind.
Okay, so I've been through this, but I gotta be honest, it wasn't a Louisville to Denver sort of trip.
Yeah.
It
was drivable.
It was a 3.5-4 hour car ride.
Yeah.
So
that makes a difference.
That does make a difference between a 3.5-4 hour car ride and a 3.5 hour plane ride.
Yeah.
Here to Denver.
And when I made career decisions, I wasn't dating anyone. So that kind of wasn't a factor for me. So chase the job.
But my point is, I did chase the job. I chased the job. I took the job.
Chased you.
I was dating my now wife at the time. We had been together for about 2.5 years. So a little bit longer than you've, Mindy, have been dating your boyfriend. But an opportunity came to move to Indiana. And I had always dreamed of moving to Indiana.
Yeah.
I have thought from a mere boy that someday I'm going to move to Indiana.
And you did look at that.
And the opportunity presented itself and boom, off I was. And I checked off the box. I was like, listen, this is not necessarily a permanent home for me, but it is a step in my career that I wanted to take. And so
now, did she move with you to Indiana or
no.
did she wait until you got here?
She waited until we got married.
Okay.
So we ended up getting married when I was still in Indiana. And then immediately after getting married in Indiana, we moved here. So
okay.
it was less than a year after we got married that I moved to Louisville, but we did long distance. You know, we would go, maybe we'd see each other every week. Then it was every couple weeks. You know, sometimes it was once a month. We would talk on the phone. We would do that stuff, but we kept it alive and we never really considered it a break. You know?
Right.
But it did allow us, though, to kind of hang and be with friends a little bit more than what we had been earlier. Well,
you guys were really young, too. I don't know, you know, what age we're talking about. And it also doesn't sound like it's just be like, oh, I'll spend a couple of years in Denver. And then wherever
back,
it
right.
takes me, yeah, move back. It just sounds like, okay, here's the job
opportunities.
Yeah,
it's Denver, and that's,
we don't know how
I was
long
say,
that will be.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
It could be permanent.
It could be open-ended, yeah, for
yes.
sure.
Yes, and if he's just not willing at all to relocate and leave town, which I understand, this is one of those places not a lot of people move away from
right.
because they grow up here, family's here, and this is where they're rooted.
Right. I get
and
it.
It's tough to make that choice.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this is not going to be one of those situations, I think, where you're going to immediately know this was the right choice. It's just going to have to play out over time.
Well, and so in all of that, I'm suggesting you take the job.
I'm suggesting
you take the job.
Yeah, she's always going to be like, well, I wonder
what
where my
happened.
Career
yeah.
would be if I had taken that job if she doesn't. And then what if nothing else comes around here that's of that level
yeah.
for her career?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to take those leaps, right? 502-795-1997. Tell us the story of when you took a leap like this. What happened to your relationship when you did? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear. That's group therapy. We'll take some of your stories and more coming up. Our listener, Mindy, is at one of those big life crossroads. She got offered kind of a dream job, but it's requiring her to move to Denver, and she's got a boyfriend of 2 years here, and he's like rooted here and is kind of like, you know what, there's gonna be another job that comes along, you
yeah
know?
He's telling her not to take it, to stay here and hopefully cross your fingers something of that caliber will come up here, which there's no guarantee of that.
There is no guarantee of that. And I will say real quick, Mindy, if you do decide to take the job, which pretty much everybody is saying take the job, Chelsea, who used to work on our show, she lives in Denver.
Yes, we could hook you guys up.
I was going to say, she moved out to Denver from our show, took a big leap and a promotion. And
now
yeah,
she's married with a baby.
Yeah, she's doing big things over there. And I'll say that one of my best friends, he regrets moving back.
Really?
Like, he moved out to Denver to take a job. Of course, he was married, too. So, I mean, he just moved the whole family over there. But he was just like, it was so great. I would ski when I wanted to. I had a place, a little place where I could get these great beers.
great.
This is a dude, you know, this is a guy.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. And he was like, you know, I moved back and he moved to Ohio and he's like, and it's Ohio.
I don't have mountains and the great beer.
Right. I don't have the mountains in my backyard anymore. So, you know, yeah.
Well, Jessica on text said, I think it's a better response from him would have been, I really don't want to leave Louisville, but I know this is your dream, so let's talk about it and figure it out, mm-hmm. rather than just immediately trying to talk her out of it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he doesn't love her, but it sounds like it's not enough for him to be selfless in this situation. I think she should follow her dreams. If he loves her and it's meant to be, it will work out somehow.
Right.
It sounds like he's not willing, though, and that would make me question his willingness to compromise in other scenarios. Too. That's a really good point.
Yeah. And then Jessica on Facebook was like, I've been there.
Yeah.
If it's truly your dream, take the job. Fully understand being rooted in your hometown. She says, I've lived in the same 20-mile radius my entire life, but if my significant other of multiple years who I saw a future with said, hey, this is my dream and it's coming true, I'd have my bags packed before he did.
Yeah.
Part of that relationship is supporting your partner and their dreams. You won't like this part, but if you aren't getting the support you deserve in your relationship, it sounds like it's not the right relationship.
Ooh.
And then she says, when I had the opportunity to follow my dreams, I didn't because of a boy.
Yep.
It's truly one of my biggest regrets in life. Chase your dreams. The rest will fall into place.
Absolutely. You know what? This Pamela has a really good point too on Facebook. First of all, congratulations on your promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Positions like this don't come along often. You said it yourself. It's your dream job. You're not married.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a daughter, what would you say to her?
Yeah, right.
Go do your dream.
Do it.
Don't let your boyfriend hold you back. If you were married, that might be a different answer.
Right.
But, you know, if this is truly your dream, you know, yes, it's scary, but you can still have a long distance relationship. They can work out. Write mm-hmm. down your pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just try it and have him visit. He might change his tune.
He might change his tune once he goes out there, and maybe he's just afraid of the unknown, right?
Right.
And so he doesn't know the state, he doesn't know the city, so, you know, maybe he's got friends and bros from high school and people he's grown up with here, and he doesn't want to lose them. I get that. But, you know, I've been able to maintain friendships from, you know, after moving away. And the right people figure it out.
Yeah. Shelley on Facebook also says, chase the dream. You'll end up resenting him. If you love someone, you sacrifice and compromise. Why do you have to be the one that does both?
Right.
It's a lot to think about, but I went with my heart when I was young. And although I did get a beautiful baby girl from him, I hate the person I became because I sacrificed everything to make it work.
Yeah.
I gave up my dream to pursue who I thought at the time was the love of my life. Things change. People change, but dreams are what makes life worth living.
I'm telling you what, this goes against everything that Good Will Hunting was about.
He left to go chase the girl.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So,
yes.
So that...
Well, she left and went on her dream and he chased her.
So I'm saying he should probably watch Good Will Hunting.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Yes, because he chased the girl.
He chased the girl in the end.
I gotta go see about a girl.
Sorry. Spoiler alert. sorry. Spoiler
That's
alert
great.
For Good Will Hunting there. But, yeah, you know, hey, I don't think we need to discuss it anymore. We're all saying, Congratulations.
Not one person says, stay, you'll get another job.
Right.
Not one person is saying that.
Like, nope.
You've got to go.
Mindy, go.
Chase your dream with the job, and the pieces will fall into place if it's meant to be.
For sure. For sure.
And maybe he might come around, and maybe not, but either way, you can't pass this up.
And look, you can always catch up on your hometown via the old Ben and Kelly show. You can check it out on the stream, WDJX.com.
That's really what it's about.
Right. You can, catch up the podcast. I mean, look, we'll still be a part of your life if you want us to, all right?
We'll miss you, but you can take us with you. Streaming.
All right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Take the job. That's group therapy. Time for a classic phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Scott says, I have a phone tap idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
My college buddy, Travis, great guy.
Sure.
Is a little too into going to the gym.
Mm.
He's there all the time, posts his workouts on social media, and loves bragging about what good a shape he's in.
He's one of those guys.
Now, he is in really good shape,
sure.
But I think that sets him up perfectly for a little phone tap, right? What do you guys think?
Yeah, sure. It sounds good. He's one of those gym bros. And Robert Hassenpepper, fake guy, doing a little marketing for a gym. Gonna need Travis's help.
All right.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Travis.
This is Travis.
Travis Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling from. You're a member, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm there almost every day.
Right. Well, I'm calling from the main office. I work in marketing for the gym.
Okay. Cool.
And I've been told that sometimes you set up your phone and post your workouts on Instagram and social media and tag the gym.
Right. And is that a problem? Do you not want me to tag you guys?
No, that's fine. We actually appreciate the publicity.
Yeah, I figured you would. I like to post my reps and my sets, you know, maybe I can inspire other people to hit the gym, I guess.
Wow, yes, absolutely. That's kind of actually why I'm calling. We're looking for some of our members to use in a new advertising campaign. And we're wondering if we could get some footage of you.
Really? Sure, I could do that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we've got a video crew that's going to be filming some of our members, and we'll use that to put together some social media campaigns, maybe television or something.
Dude, that sounds great. You definitely called the right guy.
Well, we did want to get people of all different skill levels.
All right, awesome. Do you want to film me tomorrow? It's leg day. I'm doing weights. I'm doing some cardio.
Well, yeah, tomorrow would be great, actually. We're going to film some of the people at your fitness level first, and then we'll move on to the more advanced athletes from there. Uh-oh. Kind of a before after thing.
What do you mean? What?
So we'll film you and some of the others at your level. You see, we have some of those retirees who come in. You've seen those older guys in the silver strength class?
Yeah, that's not me. I'm much more advanced than that.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I know that's not you.
Well, all right then.
I wasn't implying that you're old, just that you're at about the same physical level as those guys.
I mean, what are you trying to say, dude? Have you seen me? I mean, I'm jacked. I mean, have you seen the videos I post?
Oh, I have. They're a lot of fun. We pass them around.
Hold on here.
Well, here's the thing. After we get some footage of you, you know, doing your best, we'll move on to the serious athletes.
Dude, you're not going to be filming me as an example of what not to do. I'm way more advanced than that.
Okay, well, whatever you say. Maybe we won't use you for television. Maybe you'd be better off on radio, because you do have a good voice. I could hear you on the radio.
All right. Just shut up, dude. I'm done with you.
No, seriously, I could actually hear you on the radio. In fact, right now, Travis, it's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX with a little phone tap.
What? Like a prank call?
Yes, Travis, it's a prank.
Oh, my God. Who put you up to this? Did somebody do this?
Yeah, actually, Scott reached out to us. We were just having a little fun. And hey, look. I'm sure you're ripped. I'm sure you're jacked.
All right, you guys had me going there.
Brooke literally texts in and says, LMAO, secondhand embarrassment for this gym bro. Yes.
Just like that.
Have you seen me? I'm ripped.
Bro, I'm jacked, bro.
Shoot. Travis, you were great. You were great.
So amazing. Didn't he sound exactly like comedian Nick Swardson? Like,
he
sounds exactly like him, doesn't he?
Yes. My grandma. Oh, you can
Nicholas.
Lift a bucket.
Nicholas, you can lift a stool.
A stool. You're so strong.
You're so strong, Nicholas. Look at you lift a gallon of milk.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So this is one of those scary situations where technology kind of stepped in and was the hero. School teacher Krista, she's 38, considered healthy and active, but suddenly lost her balance, toppled over one morning.
Hey.
And you can see all of this go down on her home surveillance camera. Her whole left side was paralyzed. Mm. So she used Siri to call 911, and at the hospital, she'd been told she had a stroke.
Yikes.
That was kind of surprising because I associate strokes with people who are older. I'm a pretty healthy, active person, so it was the last thing I ever would have thought was happening. It was like a very scary moment. I'm lefty, and my left arm and leg were not unable to, so that's why I was trying to push up with my right hand. I said, Siri, please call 911.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so let that be kind of like a little, put that as a little note in the back of your head that if you ever find yourself in some sort of a situation when you can't reach your phone, you need trouble, you need help, you're in trouble, you can
call your
little
assistant there.
Absolutely.
There you
go. Kind of a crazy situation. You can see the full story. Inside Edition featured it on our website at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Maybe a little relationship court here as... I saw this on Reddit. Guy was all like, hey, I'm not a world-class cook by any means. I live with my brother and my girlfriend. Don't burn the food. Don't under-season it. But he caught his girlfriend literally throwing away any time that he would cook. Like... he witnessed it over a period of time, right? And so he was just like, hey, she can cook for herself. And his brother's like, yeah, she needs to do that. But then he's like, am I the jerk for just stopping cooking for the house if all she does is throw away the food?
So wait, did she eat any of it or just like not save any leftovers with whatever she doesn't finish?
Yeah, that's a great question. He doesn't say.
Okay.
He doesn't say.
Because I would find it hard to believe that she's throwing all of it out. She's probably eating it and then not eating all of it. And instead of saving it for later, she's just chucking it. And he's getting offended by that.
Yeah. And I don't know why she doesn't save the food as leftovers. He doesn't know that either.
Well, maybe it's because it wasn't her favorite.
Because maybe it's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it just might be not her favorite.
Yeah, so he's...
which is fine.
So he's just all like, hey, is...
fine, you cook then.
Right, right. And is just... and I can understand the frustration for sure.
Sure.
And I don't necessarily understand her, like, I'm just going to throw this away.
Right, it does seem wasteful. Like, if you have enough to save, then save it.
Save it.
Or unless they're like, not everything is great, like heated backup.
Right. Right. I get that.
Things like, you know, stand the test of time better as a leftover. Pasta is good to heat up. We enjoy chicken and steaks. And well, what else? Salad wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Leftover. I mean, sure. I mean, like lettuce wilts, especially if the
dressing on it is soggy.
Sure.
Yes.
It gets soggy. I get that. Yeah. But other than like lettuce, pretty much anything else is fine as leftovers.
I feel like, yeah, you could heat up most things.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, he posted in the, you know, am I a jerk sort of boards. And you know, there were some people that were like, hey, you know, you should support the house. You know, do your part you know, if everybody's doing their part, you should continue to do yours.
Like if people are used to you cooking?
Well, no, I mean, if it rotates around, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
If it rotates around. But then some people, like, what if she is pregnant and just doesn't know yet?
Oh, and that went down a really unexpected lane. Like, people are assuming she's pregnant because she's throwing out food?
Yeah, sensitivity and increase in sensitivity to smells and taste and flavor and texture and stuff like that.
Well, has he ever, like, just asked her, hey, did you not like that? Like, if he's seeing her do it, ask her about it. And just say, hey, was that not your favorite? Maybe it was just the dish choice. Maybe she just didn't like that one. And he can try something else. Has he thought about asking her?
Yeah, he says,
why are you throwing that out?
Lately, when my girlfriend has asked me to cook her something that I'm making for myself, and I have, I wake up the next morning to find most or all of it in the garbage.
Okay.
And after the last time when she asked me to cook her something, I just said no. Tired of seeing the food wasted, and that if she's going to keep throwing food away like that, she can cook for herself.
Okay, so
she's like,
reaction to that?
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, hey, cook me food, but cook it better than what you've been doing. But is this her like little mission? And maybe it's not being received the way it should be to make her boyfriend better.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of information left out.
Like when you take your boyfriend shopping and go, hey, I think this looks great on you.
Hey,
you would look
great. Keep cooking me and maybe I'll like it one day.
No. I'm saying like, you know, if you're taking your boyfriend shopping and you're like, you don't like his style, right? And you're like, you know, sure. What? Hey, I think you look great in this and I think you look great in this. And then you like kind of teach him and train him and all that stuff. But then
the only feedback she's giving is just tossing
throwing
it in the,
yeah.
Okay.
My gosh.
That's not a great method.
No, it's not. So no, yeah. I don't think he's a jerk for stopping cooking and all that.
I do think more discussion needs to happen, though.
Yeah,
like, just hey, why do you keep throwing it all out? Like, do you not like it? Do I need to try something else?
Yeah, so that was like a little secret that his girlfriend was keeping from him for a while until he found out about it, right?
He found it in the trash.
He literally saw the evidence in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So what little secret did you keep from your partner?
Oh, Olivia said, I always rewash the laundry he quote helped with. I pretend to be grateful, but secretly I don't trust his fabric softener to soap ratio.
When you've got to redo something that you've asked
that's
them to do,
a little excessive.
Well, when you do it, especially when you do it behind their back,
right?
And they don't know that, and they're never going to learn. They're just going to think that they're doing it right this entire time.
But then again, like as an adult, if someone's trying to tell you, like, "Hey, do it this way instead," like that doesn't always get well received either.
Yeah.
Like fold the towels this way, please. Like that was a battle I decided not to fight. I always folding the towels differently. And then he did, and I'm just like, fine, I'll just fold it the way that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was not a battle I needed to fight.
Right.
It was fine. They're folded.
That's funny. We got a text from Alexis who says, I rewash the dishes. He doesn't rinse out the sponge after washing the greasy pan, then proceeds to wash our cups and bowls with the greasy sponge.
Gotcha. Doesn't put enough soap in there. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta say something. If you don't say something, he's not gonna know.
Yeah.
She's not gonna know. They're not gonna know if you don't say something. That is funny. Little secret did you keep from your partner?
AJ says, this sounds like the commercial Fresh Pet where the guy is cooking and says, hey, could you get me something from the fridge? The girl opens up the fridge door, sees a dog food, and she goes, is this dog food? Well, he threw her out, and him and the dog kicked back and had a nice meal together. So maybe that needs to happen here. Kick her out, keep the dog. Dog likes the cooking, no matter what you give him.
Yeah, that's right. Dog's like, hey, I'm down.
All right.
I'd love to hear some more stories. A little secret did you keep from your partner? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So what little secret do you keep from your partner? I mean, we're talking like little secret. Like you got to rewash the dishes after your partner does the dishes because they use the greasy sponge and then use that greasy sponge on clean dishes or what's supposed to be clean dishes.
Not that you have a secret boyfriend. That's not what we're looking for right now.
Jessica
a
says,
too scandalous.
I still have my ex's Netflix login.
Oh.
We're watching his account. Yes,
that's
my
fun.
Current boyfriend thinks we're paying for it. No, I'm not giving it up.
That's kind of great. That's a little like secret revenge.
Until Netflix kicks you off, sure.
Sure, yeah. Exactly. They're going to figure it out.
Yep.
Oh, Randy, I will always fake laugh at his joke in front of his friends. I usually don't get his humor, but I'll give him a solid, babe, you're so funny, to boost his morale.
Kelly. I recognize that laugh.
It's totally genuine every single time, Sparky.
You've never faked with me?
Nope. People are just tuning in and think that that meant something else. My kids can tell.
They're
like, you weren't really laughing on that one, were you, Mom? Like, they know. I think it's genuine every time. It's genuine.
Okay, sure. We'll come back to that. Chrissy says, I found that Amazon package. Nope, bought it. That was me. I'm a little package gremlin. Sure. All right.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I don't know where that came from. Lisa, I broke his favorite coffee mug, blamed it on the dishwasher, found the exact same one on eBay, replaced it like a spy.
There you go. Little secrets that you have kept from your partner, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I once said I loved a song he played on his guitar just so we could hook up faster. I hated it. Still do, but it worked.
Okay. Just as long as he doesn't play it incessantly because he thinks
like,
you absolutely
babe.
Love it. It's her song, babe.
Oh.
It's her song.
Oh, Michelle, I know you love this one.
Kelly says, I have a panic drawer.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of receipts, snacks, and random things I was supposed to throw away but didn't. He thinks I'm organized.
Oh.
I'm a panic drawer. I gotta shove that away.
Just in case I need it. Just in case I need it again.
Right. Yes.
What little secret have you kept from your partner? Missy said, I told him I've seen Star Wars. I haven't. Not one of them. I'm just really good at nodding during conversations about it. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is a lot because there's much in the Star Wars universe.
Sure.
I mean, there were like 3 originals, and then there have been like a million after that.
Yep.
And there's lots of really important
a lot of things
characters
to keep up on.
And big, like, iconic cultural, like, plot points.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like, Missy, at some point, you're going to need to break down and do the work.
Uh-huh.
Do the work, because you're going to be found out.
You will be.
Stephanie says, I've had a credit card he doesn't know about for 3 years.
Oh.
It started for emergencies, and now it's just, you know, for Target.
That borders on a little bit more than a little secret.
That's a little diabolical, especially if you go to Target a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm getting points.
Okay,
but then
how are you explaining the new stuff that he doesn't know you're getting? I've had that for a couple of years.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he just doesn't know new stuff when he sees
it.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe she's getting away with just like, the shirt, you know, I've had this.
I've had it.
It's been in my closet. I haven't worn it in a long time.
I've had it. Got it from Goodwill. All right, good stories there. Little secrets you kept from your partner. I'm looking at you, Kelly. Yeah,
it's
fake,
real.
fake. You're found out. I'm offended. 99.7 DJX. Want a stupid fact of the day?
Okay, this is where we do some learning from something Ben found on the internet.
That's right. So I find this fascinating. actually. You know, some of the stuff that you read about are secret government agencies and like during the Cold War and things like that, the NSA, the CIA, all that stuff, kind of working behind the scenes and all that stuff and trying to keep, you know, the country safe and things like that, right?
Or the opposite. In the wormholes I've been in.
So the during the Cold War.
Okay.
The government briefly considered a plan to mark a bunch of extra large condoms as medium size.
What in the world?
And then airdrop them to the Soviet Union, making the soldiers and the men there think that they were considerably smaller.
We're in vastly different corners of the internet, sir. Like the things that you find that you decide to bring to
the
group.
Show?
Yeah.
How funny
vastly
is that?
Vastly different.
Oh, shoot. That's
vastly
funny.
Vastly different. Vastly different.
I mean, just to demoralize, you know, the enemy, right?
See, I'm over here investigating who really killed JFK and then the deep, dark wormhole that's in.
Sure.
And you're in this lane.
I'm in a different lane.
You're in a much different lane, sir. That's great. It's just, again, the little stark differences between you and I.
So there you go. A little stupid fact.
Well, that's great.
History lesson, if you will.
Oh, history lesson. 1,000% true.
Okay. You know what? Little sense of humor there.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. That's
Listen,
great.
They didn't actually do it.
Oh, they were just thinking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was ideas of just getting in their heads, right?
Was that a whistleblower that revealed that?
Who knows?
Okay.
Who that's knows? Awesome. I just found a couple web articles on it, so...
We and then went. You're like, because you're five. You're
we
like,
just went with it. Yeah, for sure. There you go. That's your stupid fact of the day. Listen, we don't we don't call these different facts. We just call these stupid facts.
Stupid. Stupid.
For a reason.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. State of the Bar stories, feel good stories, all coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Clouds 72 today on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Good morning. How about a feel good? Every hour we give you feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
This video is great. It is some superhero dad energy.
Okay.
So this guy was seen on video catching a foul ball in an amazing way during Saturday's Yankees game. He had his young daughter on his shoulders. And the play-by-play guys talk about what happened just before the ball goes in his mitt.
He's going to catch the ball. She covers his eyes.
How about that?
And he still caught it.
It's dad power right there.
That's impressive.
Now catch it blindfolded, and after you do that, give me the ball.
Oh, so his daughter puts her hands...
Over his eyes,
right, like, as the ball
right,
is gone.
Yes, like right before, and he still caught it, thank goodness.
Oh,
and didn't drop her. So, you know, he's holding on to her feet. You know, she's sitting on his shoulders, and still, even though he can't see anything, doesn't drop her, catches the ball.
Dad, that's a win
right there.
Yeah,
absolutely. You can see the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
It's time for a Setting the Bar story. Kelly, this is...
It's an example of what not to do.
Right. Look, I'm trying not to judge a book by the cover, but we'll tweet out this guy's photo, but you'll understand.
It's hard not to.
Jesse kind of looks like a guy who would be the star of our Setting the Bar story.
Yeah, I mean, the look on his face... leads you to think that maybe he hasn't made the best life decisions.
Yeah, maybe he's surprised that he's in the situation he's in. But if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, peeing in the holy water at a church, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's 51. He
should know better.
Wanders into a church there in Pennsylvania. Kind of looks through lost and found box. And then nature called and he saw a pedestal containing holy water. He was like, oh, well, this looks like a good spot to take a leak.
What in the world?
Caught it all on camera.
Of course they did.
Called the police. They realize, oh, that's Jesse. We know him because he's
been here before.
Well, not necessarily at the church, but he's known around these parts.
We've got previous booking photos.
Yeah.
Got a little portfolio for him going.
That and looking at the story and going, that's probably the holy water that the church uses to baptize infants.
1,000% it is. 1,000%. Like, how, what kind of a cleaning process now do you have to go through?
Yeah, you got to go through a cleaning process. I mean,
a real intense cleaning process of that pedestal.
Sure. I mean, holy water could be strong, but it ain't that strong.
Nope. 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 Oh, that is, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, you know, I don't think a lot. I have faith in our listeners, but, you know, just putting it out there. Make it through the day without peeing in the holy water. You're doing okay. Yeah.
If nature calls, they do have bathrooms.
Yeah.
You can just go to the bathroom where you're supposed to do that.
Sure. You could do that.
Let's leave the holy water be. Okay. Let's keep the holy in the holy water.
But you know what? I'm going to tweet out that link for the article so you can kind of see. Jesse kind of looks like a guy who might do that though.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is difficult to not judge a book by its cover.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of got a look on his face like, me? I didn't do that. It's kind of that look.
At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, would you say you're a procrastinator or do you like to get stuff done right away?
I do. I will put it off a little until like the weekend. Like my husband likes to take care of things faster than me. And it comes with like, you know, household chores.
Right.
He's all about getting the laundry done.
Get it
like
done.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love to help you. I just have to wait until later in the day to do it.
Right. Your schedules don't link up.
Exactly.
Sure.
And so, in that respect, I don't think I'm technically a procrastinator. I just have to wait until I have some free time to do it.
So, Christy, she is a self-proclaimed procrastinator. I'll tell you what she did as a little experiment coming up, and it kind of took off. All right?
Okay.
On the way here on 99.7 DJX. So this TikToker named Christy, she's a procrastinator. She's self-proclaimed procrastinator.
Exactly.
She's talked about putting off painting dressers for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're talking years we put some things
off. Yeah, yeah. And you know
these
what?
These are projects.
For me, I feel that in a way. You know, like with projects especially, sometimes I'm like, I kind of am like, all right, let's do the easy things first, get those out of the way.
Sure.
And then it'll leave some time and mental, I guess, room to tackle some of the bigger things.
You have another tool in your toolbox, though, in the form of your wife, who sometimes just launches the projects for you, and then you have no choice but to do them.
Yeah, there is a famous story of me redoing the stairs in our house when I
came
home.
Because she ripped the carpet off.
Yeah, when I came home and saw the carpet in the middle of the yard. So
guess what we're doing? We're redoing the stairs now, honey.
That's right, right, right. So she helped me along in that process. That's for
great.
Sure. So she decided to film herself to see how long it would actually take painting the dresser.
Uh-huh.
And this is after 2 years. And so that was part of her motivation. It blew up on TikTok. So now she's documenting all sorts of things. It's a how long does it take sort of series. And she's done things like, okay, if you're putting off doing a dentist appointment, you know.
And she'd been like waiting for 3 years. She just never made a dentist appointment in 3 years.
Yeah,
just kept pushing off. Like, y'all get around to that.
How long does it actually take to make a dentist appointment? 9 minutes.
Yep.
Nine minutes. Yeah. Clearing junk drawers. She's put it off for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take?
Half hour
to do.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, and look, this is not to make you feel bad because we all know that the task itself is not going to take as long as the procrastination to do it.
No, but this is motivating, though. It's like when she shows you, like, oh, I was putting this off for a year and a half, and it only took me 30 minutes out of my life to actually do it. Why was I waiting so long? And it's having that effect on everybody. And the best thing is, she started off with maybe 70 followers on TikTok.
Yeah, on TikTok, and now, yeah.
Now she's got over 300,000 because her videos are getting millions of views.
Yeah, because people can relate to it. It's like, okay, yeah, I understand. I don't want to clean the bottom of my pantry. Been putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. She does it 27 minutes.
And it's so satisfying. Like, yes. When you see the end, it's yes. so organized yes. looking and so clean. And it's like, look, you can have that too in as little as 27 minutes.
And look, in the feeling you get of being able yes. to check that off, that box off that's been just like a monkey on your back for so
the
long.
Accomplishment. Yes. And the funny thing is, like, she just has decided, like, this is not like flashy videography. Like, she's standing there with a microphone. She puts shades on. Yeah. She's in, like, you know, like just
right.
house clothes.
Right.
And
right.
she's just like, oh, all right, today we're going to find out how long it takes to clean out my pantry. Here we go.
Yep.
And then
here we
just
go.
Like fast motion and a little bit of music. And mm-hmm. then. Done. And you see
27
the result.
Minutes.
27 minutes.
So.
It's very simple. It's a simple idea, simply done, and it's getting millions of views.
Yeah, so I don't know if you need the motivation to do something that's been weighing on you today, but maybe look up Christy and her How Long Does It Take series on TikTok, because
it's genius, because the possibilities are literally endless
yep,
with
yep.
what she could do.
All right, so we've got a bunch of stuff you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen, everything from the crazy things your kids have ordered. Danny DeVito made an appearance.
That was unexpected, and it's one of my favorite stories. One of my favorites.
And then I think we are all agreed on group therapy. It's just now how to go about it.
Mindy needs to take the job.
Yeah, for sure. So
Mindy needs to take the job.
A lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast. Anything else, Kelly?
On the website, again, you can check out all the crazy fashion from the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Renner not coming back to Hawkeye. Very popular series on Disney Plus, and you can find out why.
Okay.
On the website as well, WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.